Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speak. Praise be to God. Our devotional message for this morning is entitled, Come Away With Me For a While. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. And it says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Again, the title of the message is Come Away With Me For A While. The world, with its nonstop demands, can be put on hold. Most people put me on hold, rationalizing that someday they will find time to focus on me. But the longer people push me into the background of their lives, the harder it is for them to find me. You live among people who glorify business. They have made time a tyrant that controls their lives. Even those who know me as Savior tend to march to the temple of the world. They have brought into the illusion that more is always better. More meetings, more programs, more activities. I have called you to follow me on a solitary path, making time alone with me your highest priority and deepest joy. It is a pathway largely unappreciated and often despised. However, you have chosen the better thing, which will never be taken away from you. Moreover, as you walk close to me, I can bless others through you. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Amen. Praise God. At this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this morning, we are going to say good morning to Father God. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, Lord. For the Bible says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a word from the Lord. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning, Evangelist Hilda?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that song that you was playing there, Good Morning, Lord, by Apostle Wiggins.
Yes.
Amen. I love that song. That's very nice.
It's a beautiful song.
Good morning,
song.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And I know the Lord loves that. Amen. Because he likes to be acknowledged. Amen.
Yes.
Good morning, Lord. That's really what we should be saying when we get up in the morning.
That's right.
Sometimes I don't say that, you know what I mean? But I should be saying it sometime. Good morning, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
That is so wonderful.
Yes.
Amen. So how are you this lovely morning?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. And I just want to turn and say good morning to our radio listeners out there. We are so glad to have you on board this morning. And we are so thankful that God has steered you in this direction. Amen. And I just want to let you know that our pastor, Pastor Wiggins, and his lovely wife, Nadine, they send you their greetings. Amen. Their love. And they hope that all is well with you. Amen. We all do. All of us, all the fivefold ministers, we all hope that all is well with you. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to say our evangelist, Hilda, we're so glad that she puts on this program from Tuesday to Saturday. Amen. She's on the radio. Amen. On Block Talk Radio. She brings a word on sometime Thursday and Friday, and she also brings Sweet Hour of Prayer from Tuesday to Friday, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and you don't want to miss it. Amen. And that's from, I think it's from 6 o'clock to 8, 6 to 7, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And I just want to our sister Barbara, amen, who's going to be right on after me with some beautiful poetry, amen. And I believe that she comes on Wednesday, and she brings a lesson on Wednesday. And also our First Lady, she brings a lesson on Tuesday, amen.
Praise God.
I also want to mention Pastor Stephen and Kathy DeVoe. They're going to be on right after this program at 12 o'clock. Is it 11 o'clock? They're going to be right on after our program here. And they're going to come with Talk in the Sanctuary, and you don't want to miss that. Amen. And I just want to give a shout-out to Apostle Jackson, Dr. V. Turner, and Prophetess Washington, them, their families, and their congregations. We hope that all is well with them, and they've been a blessing to this ministry. So we want to give a shout out to them. Amen. So right now, you know what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready to go into acknowledging Father God. Amen. Because he likes to be acknowledged. Amen. He don't like us to just talk about him, and you have him on the side, but you're talking about him, but you don't really acknowledge that he exists, that he's here with us. Amen. And so we want to acknowledge God. We want to acknowledge God. So wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in England. You could be in China. You could be in Russia. You could be in the Caribbean. You could be in Africa, Brazil. You could be in Australia, the Netherlands, Norway. Amen. Sweden. I don't care where you are. Amen. You might be listening to this program right now. Amen. And so I want us all to bow our heads while I say this prayer to Father God. I can't say that it's short. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say this prayer to Father God. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Father God, we acknowledge your presence in this place. You are the greatest, and there is none like you. And as you sit high and you look low. Your eyes are in every place. You guide us with your eye, order our footsteps, and direct our path. Each one of us that comes in the kingdom, you guide us with your eye, order our footsteps, and direct our path. There is nothing too big for you. For whatever we may be going through, although the problems may seem insurmountable, you have the best solution. You have the best solution to every problem. In fact, you had the solution before we had the problem.
Amen.
Father, you have a love like no other. Your love is unconditional. You have that agape kind of love, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for Yeshua, Jesus. We thank you for his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection. We thank you for his grace and eternal life. Father God, we thank you for building a fence around us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger in light of what's going on today with the plots, plans, and schemes of the enemy. Of the enemy, those that hate us, those that hate what we stand for. We stand for your truth, Lord. May we always remain under the shadow of your wings. In the mighty name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. For you are the God of absolute truth. Amen. Praise God. And now I'm going to sing one song.
Amen.
And then I'll go into this message for today. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. If you know the song, you can sing it with me. And if you don't, it's all right. Just listen to the words. Whatever I sing applies to you too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He opens doors we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Draw me closely to his side. Oh, God will make a way. God will make a way. Oh, God will make a way. Oh, God will make a way. God will make a way. Oh, God will make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Amen.
Amen.
I know y'all are happy to hear that out there, that God will make a way where
yes,
there seems
will.
To be no way. Amen. He opens
Amen.
Doors we cannot see. He will make a way for all of us. Amen. Praise God. All of us that love God, he'll make a way. Amen. Praise God. So right now I'm getting ready to go into this word today. And before I go into this word, I'm going to say a short prayer. You can get your Bibles, your pens, and your papers out if you choose to do so. Father God, I thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. For the better, Father God. Whatever you speak into their life, Father God, even if it doesn't look right, you're able to turn it around for something good. Amen. Even if the enemy meant it for something bad, you're able to turn it around for something good. So as I go forth today, Father God, I should protect that word as it goes into the hearer's spirit, Father God. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So as I go forth today with the leading of the Holy Spirit, may it be all of you and none of me, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So today I'm going into my scripture reading for today is coming from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That's Isaiah chapter 1, 1 through 4. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Isaiah. Isaiah is like a miniature Bible. The first 39 chapters, like the 39 books of the Old Testament are filled with the judgment upon immoral and idolatrous men. Judah has sinned. The surrounding nations have sinned. The whole earth has sinned. Judgment must come, for God cannot allow such blatant sin to go unpunished forever. But the final 27 chapters, like the 27 books of the New Testament, declare a message of hope. The Messiah is coming as a savior and a sovereign to bear a cross and to wear a crown. Amen. So Isaiah is a miniature Bible. Amen. Praise God. So in chapter 1 it says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzzah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Amen. And how many of you out there can say that you brought up your children? Not all of them. And some of them have rebelled against you. Amen. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people does not consider. This is what God is saying. Our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Amen. So Israel have gone away backward in these scriptures. They have rebelled against God, you know, and they put idols before God. And that's what God does not like. He likes to be first. Amen. First and foremost in our lives. Amen. So Isaiah saw a vision during the years when the kings reigned over Judah, and I named what the four kings were, amen, that reigned over Judah. And he sent a message to Israel saying, the ox knows its owner and the donkey recognizes its master's care, but Israel doesn't know its master. And God says, my people do not recognize my care for them. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So I hope we're not guilty of that today, that all that God does for us, that we don't recognize God's care for us. Amen. His many blessings and his benefits. Mm-hmm. Amen. That no matter what God does, we just don't recognize it. I've met some people, and a lot of times when I talk to them, they're in Christ, but they don't seem to recognize the blessings and the benefits that God gives them.
Yeah.
You know, they take it so lightly. They take it lightly, the benefits that God and the blessings that God has given them. So he says, you just go through life acting like God has never done nothing for you. And see, we don't want to get to that point where we go through life acting like God never did nothing for us. You know what I mean? And whatever he does, we're looking for more and more and more. But we don't even thank him for what he's already done.
Already done. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And that's very important. That's important to God. You know? We cry for more. We're like a baby who keeps crying for its bottle. So
exactly.
When are we going to grow up, child of God? When are we going to grow up? When are you going to grow up? Israel had been with God a long time, and still it didn't recognize God and who he was. We as a people today should recognize our Savior and who he is. Amen. And we should have a personal and intimate relationship with him, not just know who he is. And you know why it's important to know who God is? Because when the enemy comes to you, you can tell the difference.
Amen.
If you don't know who God is, when Satan comes to you, when the devil comes to you, when demonic forces come to you, how are you going to know the difference between them?
Right.
How are you going to know the real from the counterfeit? Amen.
Amen.
So my title today is Visions of Isaiah. Visions of Isaiah. In verse 4, God's attitude towards Israel was that they were evil and corrupt. Because they rejected God. He told them that they had a sick heart. Well, you know, you must have a sick heart
to reject
when you keep on biting off the hand that's feeding you.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't do anything without God.
That's right.
Amen. We can't breathe without God. There's nothing that we can do without God. Amen. Where God is helping us in things. And even when we get sick, God is still there helping us in our sickness.
Amen. Yes, he is.
And our disease. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Do you realize that when you bite off the hand that is feeding you, you know that you are cutting off your supply? Because God is our supply. He's the creator of the universe.
Yes, he is.
He's the Most High God, the Almighty El Shaddai. Am I making myself clear here? You are cutting off your supply. God is our source. Not only is he our source, but the world's source, whether we recognize him or not. He is the world's source. There is nothing that you can't touch that God didn't have something to do with. God is the source of all things. Amen?
Amen.
He even made the devil before he became the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and also, believe it or not, God is in charge of sex. People today are killing themselves, enjoying it, while turning their backs on the Creator God of all things. In verse 15, God told Israel that their hands were covered with the blood of innocent victims. Because, you see, when Jesus came to minister to the Israelites, that was his intention, that the Israelites would go and minister to the Gentiles. But they rejected Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, because of their evil deeds and rejecting God, they became a bad example to others, and they were leading them down the wrong road because they were following after idols. Amen?
Amen.
Here is where you must use caution, child of God. Make sure that you don't act in ways that will lead people down the wrong road. Because, you know, they're watching you as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You might think that people are not looking at you, but they are.
Yeah,
if you confess to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're watching what you do. You don't want their blood on your hands. As ambassadors for God, we will be held responsible for our actions, how we carry ourselves, and by what example we present. Amen?
Amen.
You are being watched by people in and outside of Christ. You don't want to be a bad example. Did you ever notice that God never sympathizes or feels sorry for Israel and say, the devil made Israel do it? The devil made them do it? Where's the devil anyway? Well, you know, he can't be in so many places at one time. No, God has given us a free will to choose good or evil. Amen. Blessing
Amen.
Or cursing. And
Amen.
So you can't blame it on the devil.
Nope.
We all are free to choose. Of course, if the devil's demons get a hold of you,
mm-hmm.
then of course that's another story. I mean, if they possess you in some way, then that's another story. But ordinarily, You have a right to choose. You can choose the devil or you can choose God. That's why it's important to have a relationship with God so you can know the difference between the two.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And so if any of you out there is saying that the devil made you do it, stop it. Amen. Stop it.
Amen.
You're in your right mind, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't want to, you refuse to change your lifestyle, or you refuse to go to God and ask forgiveness, because we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. And the Bible says, if any man says that he have not sinned, he's a liar. Amen. We all have sinned. We all are sinning. And sometimes we commit sins and we don't realize that we've committed a sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't do it intentionally.
Right.
You know, and there's sins like of omission and sins of commission, and also transgressions. Those are willful sins. Amen. Mm-hmm. But when we don't, when we sin, we do sin. But we can sin unintentionally. We didn't mean to commit the sin, or we wasn't even thinking. You know what I mean? That we maybe something we say, and something that we shouldn't have said. So when I say something that I feel I shouldn't have said, I go to God and I apologize and I repent. Amen. That's what you do. You go to God, you apologize, and you repent of your sin, and you go on from there. Amen. But God wants you to come to him and apologize. He don't want that you don't apologize and you keep on, you say, oh, it'll be all right. He'll, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters to God.
Yes.
You know, you have to go to him and apologize what you did. You confess what you did. You apologize for it. And you ask his forgiveness. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what you do. God has given us free will to choose good over evil.
Yes,
you need to check yourself and what choices you're making. It's not the enemy. It's not the devil. The responsibility falls on you, my friend. The devil can only do what you allow him to do. Otherwise, he's powerless. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So you must resist him when he whispers evil thoughts in your ears. Amen? Don't listen. Because you can tell whether it's from God or not. I mean, if the devil gives you something that's contrary to God, then you know it's not God. It's the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So you just have to resist him, and he will flee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen when he gives you an evil to-do list. When he gives you that evil to-do list, you know what I mean? Ignore him. Just say, listen, I know that ain't God. I'm not doing that.
No way.
Place the name of Jesus on these evil thoughts, and the devil will flee at the power of his mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Place the name of Jesus or Yeshua on these evil thoughts, and the devil will flee at the power of his name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to stop here. I'll probably continue it next week. Amen. And I hope you enjoyed this message today. And I turn it now back in the hands of Evangelist Hilda. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. Now, at this time, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you all doing?
Blessed, thank you. Amen.
Wonderful word, Mother.
Amen.
Thank God. I want you to say thank me. Thank God.
Of course. It's all God.
Amen.
Praise God. I wrote this poem. Can you give me 1 second? I'm sorry.
Give me 1 second. No problem.
Sorry about that.
Every praise is to our God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's better. Okay. This is a poem that I wrote about 5:35 in the morning of July 13th. And it's entitled, Restore Unto Me Your Joy. My joy. My joy. Where can I find joy? I was busy looking in all the wrong places. Somehow I lost mine. Restore unto me your joy, Lord Jesus. It can't be complicated. I know I had it once or twice before the care, before the wear and tears, before things went the other way. I had your joy, Lord. I know. It's not hard. Seems like my joy is misplaced, dislodged. Is joy in my money? Is joy in my honey? Is joy in any of these things? Money and honey can run out and get funny. I want the joy of you, Lord. It's you. Therein lies my strength. Joy and rejoice again. You, Lord, are everything good. You're my money. You're my honey. You neither run out nor change or act strange. Man has many personalities. Man can be subject to change. For some reason or other, God, you stick closer than a brother. You are my everything. I don't always recognize. I don't always compromise. I don't always do the right thing. When I focus on you, Lord, my vision is clear and pure. I know that, Lord God, you can do all things. In you, there's no doubting, no fear. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and I realize the world can't take it away. Make me who you want me to be, sweet Lord. This is my daily prayer. And someday, the joy that I speak will hunt me down and overtake me. In your unconditional love, completely, I'll find joy and rejoice again. This is your servant's prayer. I search high and low, almost, not quite, everywhere. I feel it's coming back again. If I keep my eye on you, Lord, I know you will come through again. Lord, for me, I've seen you do it for others. Will you do it, good God, for me? If I hold my peace, if I just keep still, Lord, I know you will bless me and good if it be thy will. I'm holding. I'm keeping, I'm waiting on you. You're awesome, God, all by yourself. Bingo, that's my reason. So I will again, joy and rejoice in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Savior, Restorer, Mighty, Deliverer, Redeemer, Lord of Lords, the highest king, now and forevermore, forever. Selah. And my scripture comes from two places, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And from Matthew 25 and 21, a very familiar passage where it says, His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen.
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 That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Wow. Joy.
Amen.
God,
you make me laugh. You make me smile.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I like what you said there with the money and the honey will run out.
Yes, I laughed on that.
So then the money and the honey. You said
yeah.
The money and the honey is from God. You know what I mean? That'll never run. Amen. That's true.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times people are going through things. You know what I mean? And but somehow or the other, God always sustains His children.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No matter what's going on,
mm-hmm.
financially, you know? So the money
yes.
that a lot of times don't run out, and neither does mm-hmm. the honey. Amen.
And if it does
God's
run
unconditional
out,
love.
He restores
Amen.
Us again. Even if
yes,
it runs
does.
Short.
Yes,
yep.
it
comes back. It
mm-hmm.
comes back.
It sure does.
And sometimes it's that last minute thing, you know,
yes.
like maybe when you have to pay your rent, you don't see your way.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow the money comes.
The
yes.
money comes
yes.
right on time.
Right
That's
on time.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
very true.
Right on time. Never fear
yes.
when you're in God. And
yes.
things is going wrong. Don't fear. Don't
we'll
be
make
afraid
a way.
Because He will make a way for you.
He will make a way.
Mm-hmm.
All
I'm
that.
Not, I have a.
Yeah,
I have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I have a testimony. I have a testimony.
Amen.
Well, I'm doing some things here. I'm downsizing. You know.
Uh-huh.
And my caregiver, I was wondering to myself how I'm going to get boxes, right?
Yes.
My caregiver works someplace else where they're throwing away boxes.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
He came with fold-up boxes.
God is so good.
Praise
and
God.
Isn't that
That's beautiful. And folded up,
isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I couldn't get over
so
it. He came in with fold up boxes and stuff. I said, oh, shucks.
Wow.
And tape to put on the boxes.
Ooh,
said,
amen. Praise God.
I didn't ask her to do it. You know what I mean? But she said, I will, you know, she says I work someplace where she said
mm-hmm.
they're throwing away boxes and stuff, a lot of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
so she folded boxes up, brought them in with tape.
Mm-hmm.
And get over
mm-hmm.
them. And that is a testimony. Thank you, Father.
Yes, it is. Thank
God.
You, God.
God. We don't see the way. He makes the way.
Yes, He does.
Yes, that's true. I'll tell you, God is great. He really is good.
Yeah, I'm a living witness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
So right now, we're getting ready to go into the part where that's why we're on this program, amen, to bring
amen.
People into the kingdom, people who want to come into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So God has made a way for you, amen, to come in here. He makes a lot of ways, but this is one of the ways, amen. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. We don't want to act like we're the only way.
Hey.
Well, we're
mm-hmm.
the only way in a sense, you know what I mean? Because it's Him and Him crucified, you know. But what I'm saying is that God have a lot of ways where you can come in to His kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
So all you got to do is say this short prayer after me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And
Amen.
Then you'll be, we will welcome you into God's kingdom. Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
If there's any of you out there that have said this prayer, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you into the body of Christ. I don't know if it's 1, 2, 20, I have no idea. God knows, amen, and that's what's really important. He knows and he knows your heart. And I know that all heaven is rejoicing over you, amen. When you said that prayer, the Holy Spirit came to reside inside of your body, amen. So if you don't have a church home, just ask him to lead you to the right place where you can hear the word and you can fellowship with other believers, amen, and you can mature and grow and find out what it is that God has for your life, amen. So again, we want to welcome you into the body of Christ, amen. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it says, as Peter said to God's chosen people, I'm saying to you today, I'm saying to you today who love Jesus Christ, even though you have never seen him, and though you do not see him now, you must trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your soul. Amen?
Amen.
The joy of trusting him will be the salvation of your soul. So again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
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 Our next speaker is not here yet, so we can, if you would like to give a response on the word that Mother brought this morning, Sister Barbara.
I enjoyed what I heard. I didn't hear everything, but what I did hear was powerful, and so I guess I can just say thank you, as I said already. Thank you for bringing that message. Very powerful.
Amen.
Message. Thank you for that.
Amen. Praise God. So it was a vision. Mother was talking about the visions of Isaiah when he was seeing how Israel and Judah was, rebellious against God. Because why would you have a God who can give you everything and for you to want to go and follow behind idols? Idols can't do anything. They're just statues. You can sit there and pray to those statues all day long, but they will not perform anything. But when you pray to God, God provides all of your needs, even sometimes give you some of your wants.
Yes, he
does. Yep, he does. God gives you some of your needs and your wants, your desires. You know, he gives you your desires, you know. And sometimes God says no.
Yes, he does. Oh, trust him.
Right. Does.
If it's not within his will, he will say no. Or he's not saying he's not going to give it to you, but he may prolong it, you know,
for a period of time
until he feels that you are ready to receive it.
So that's true.
Yeah, we can't hurry God. We just got to
He got to wait.
What it is, and wait on him. As the scripture says,
that's
wait
true.
On the Lord. I say, wait on the Lord.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. Wait for him.
That's right. He have more patience than we do.
Ooh,
with
well,
everything,
do.
With
really
everything
do.
That's going on down
mm-hmm.
here in this world today,
Lord.
God has a lot of patience.
He's long-suffering.
Yes.
God is long-suffering. Thank God he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, a lot of times those things might happen to me with a person, you know what I mean? And I'd be muttering to myself. I said, you better thank God that I'm not God. You know, because I, you know what I mean? My thing would be different from God. Whatever.
Yes.
God knows best.
He does. He really does.
You better thank God that I'm not God.
Mm-hmm. Because
and he gives me patience.
Yeah.
He gives us
a lot of patience. God has
a lot
of patience.
You know, you want to ask or react. You want somebody to jerk your chain, you know. But
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not supposed to be provoked and not have self-control, even in the worst circumstances. And it's not always easy, and we can't do it of our own volition, but if we profess to have the Holy Spirit, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Absolutely.
Then our strength.
Yeah.
Our strength.
Because there's a lot of times when I have to ask God, please give me patience, you know, because, like, you know, you love your family members, but sometimes they can really, like, try their best to get under your skin.
Like,
nobody got to constantly say, Lord, please give me patience.
But you know what that is, Evangelist Hilda?
No.
I'm moving this. A lot of times it's the devil working through your family because the devil works like through people that are close to you.
Yes.
Earthly sometimes.
Absolutely.
Get under your skin. Sometimes it's
mm-hmm.
not them. It's them as the devil working through them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize it. A lot of times they don't realize that it's the enemy working through them to get under your skin.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? To get under your skin.
Sometimes it's them, and sometimes it's me. When you profess or you put an image before them like you're holy, not that you're over holy, but you understand what I'm saying, that you're a believer in Jesus, they will try you. They will
try
you. Let me do this and see how she reacts.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they're watching.
Yeah.
They're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You may not realize, they may not look you dead in the face. They may be looking the other way when you turn to look at them. But they're looking at you.
Absolutely.
The only Jesus that there is sometimes going to be seen in you. The only Jesus they see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
they want to see if you're going to continue to be a Christian. You know what I mean? You're professing to be a Christian. Are you going to still?
You're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though you're going through all of that, they say, are you going to still you to be? They don't say nothing back to you, but, you know, like you said, they're watching you. See what you're going to do. You know? That's why it's best to hold your peace. To hold your peace.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, inside you want to say something, but you just shut your mouth. That's why I tell Esther, Holy Spirit, says, help me to shut my mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a scripture that says it's better to be quiet and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes just have to be quiet, even though you know the better answer. You know,
mm-hmm.
may not be the best answer, but you have a better answer. Sometimes just don't say anything. Just
don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep, that's true.
That's why.
You don't have to have an attitude about it either.
You know, you don't have to get mad. You don't have to get, you know, make a face.
Right.
Change your countenance. You don't have to do that, your countenance. Just be a child of God. If that's who you say you are, do that.
Then be who you say you are.
Exactly.
That's why I felt, you know, after I finished talking with my child, I was a little, you know, upset and angry by some of the things that was coming out of her mouth. And then I realized, you know what, this is not her that's saying these things. So I'm not going to get upset or angry and just, you know, raise my voice at her because she's a grown woman and she makes her own choices, you know? So I simply said to her, I said, well, you know what? I think it's time that we change this subject and talk about something else because I don't want to disrespect you and I don't want you to disrespect me. And that's one thing, you know, I always had that kind of relationship with my children that they never, and in all the years they have known me, that I would disrespect them or they would disrespect me. And I didn't want to start now because she said something that really, really, you know, it hurted me. It really hurt me. And I just said, God, please forgive her, for she knows not what she's saying right now. And, you know, it's true. She didn't know what she was saying. Whether she knew what she was saying or she didn't know what she was saying. But the fact remains is that you should have never let those words come out of your mouth. Because I told her over and over again, what you put out in the atmosphere, you cannot take it back.
No.
Because it's out there. So be careful what you say. Think first before you open your mouth to say something negative or something hurtful.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and then the thing about it is that when you take on other people's problems, then their problems become your problems. And you become just like them. You become depressed. You turn to, you know, different things, which is very sinful. But like I said, you cannot take on other people's problems. You got to ask God to help them. To strengthen them to deal with their problems, but you can't literally just like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. I have to be here for her. No. These are grown people with minds of their own. They know what to do. So you can only give them advice or talk with them, but don't, you know, take deep down and take that those problems into your spirit until you become as depressed and sickly as they are. I don't know if that was, you know, the right thing for me to say or not, but I'm just saying you cannot, like, you just can't take on other people's problems. I mean, if that person's own children don't take on the mother's problems the way that you do, what's wrong with that picture? You know, I understand that, you know, you care about her and everything and you want to help her, but right now, you're in a situation where you cannot even help yourself. How can you help her? You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, to make yourself even more, you know, I don't know. is just, it really, go ahead.
Sometimes you just have to be there for that person. You don't have to take on their problems, but just let them know that you're there for them. You know, maybe they just need a silent partner to sit in silence for a while. You know, just the comfort of another person showing that they care.
Right.
You know, they don't necessarily dig into their pockets and bring out money or whatever the situation needs. But just to be a comfort to them. You're not so much taking on their burden, but you're letting them know that you care about them. And most of all, that God cares about them. You know,
that,
so you don't want to leave them out there by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave them out there alone. But
no.
If you just let them know that you're thinking about them, you want to help them in ways that may not be, you know, directly like that. But just let them know and pray for them. Pray with them while they're in your midst, you know, and let them know you're praying for them. You don't have the answers, but God does.
Right.
True. Very true. He has the answers. That's right.
Yeah, that is so true. I don't know what happened to our speaker. I haven't heard a word from her. So I guess we'll just have Sister Barbara, or do you have a topic or something that you want to talk about, or mother, you have something you want to
think about? I wasn't knowing that she was not going to be on.
Well, it's 11:15, so, you know, I usually give her 15 minutes.
Yeah, I understand. I'm thinking about the vaccination.
Uh-huh.
They said that some of the people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 are getting the variant. They're getting COVID-19, you know, the new strain. What do you think about that?
Whoa.
Well, I guess.
Okay. So which one of those vaccines?
They didn't say. And it may be all of them. They just said that even though some have been vaccinated, they're still not immune to the variant.
Well, there was a new strain, and it's like a little, I think it's worse than the first strain. And
yes, it is. They say that.
Now, you know, even the children are getting I think the children are getting the virus too.
Yeah, they were getting it before. And they were saying it didn't affect them as much.
Right.
Because they're young and all of that. But no one is immune to it. Babies have died from it. So it's not something that, you know, it's a pandemic. Anybody can get it. Old, young, rich, poor, black, white, Asian, green, purple. Anybody can get it. But it's the thing that those who have been vaccinated, they thought they were so free that they could even go without a mask. You know, go without washing hands and keeping a social distance, even though that's the same thing that we were told to do before they found a vaccination. So nothing's changed.
Nope.
But the fact that even those that have had those vaccinations are still subject to this variant.
Yeah, well,
and
maybe
I'm sorry, Mother. Go ahead.
Well, maybe what was good for what they had with that coronavirus. They have another, something different, another strain, so it's just not effective on the other one that's supposed to be coming.
Yeah,
that's coming.
What's going on.
You know what I'm saying?
But you would think that with the vaccination, they might not get it. You have people that have not been vaccinated, and they're not getting
it.
Hear what I'm saying. You have people that have not been vaccinated, and they're not getting COVID-19. And you have some that have been vaccinated, and they're getting the variant strain of COVID-19. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so do you mean, even though they've been vaccinated, so I guess they want to vaccinate you again because they said you're going to have about four vaccinations. You're going to keep being vaccinated.
I don't know what they want to do, but not too long ago, like a couple of days ago, Dr. Fauci was saying we don't need a boost right now. You don't need a booster shot right now. You just got the initial vaccination. So they're discovering every day. It's a new thing. So nobody has the answer, you know. So we can surmise and guess and, you know, assume and all of that. But we don't have the answers. The doctors and the scientists don't, the researchers don't even have the answers. But that was just something to put out there that, you know, you can still get it even though you've been vaccinated.
Yes, because the vaccination is not to prevent you from getting the COVID. It's to help build up your immune system. And this is what people think, that it's like a cure. It's going to cure you and you won't get the virus. That's not true. You will still get the virus, but you won't end up in the hospital on ventilators because the antibodies is already in your system to help fight the disease.
And also with the vaccination, they're telling people that they can now socialize you're not subject to get the virus because you've had the vaccination. We know that it puts immunity in your body. But again, it's certain strains that the body is not familiar with that can cause you to get that contract that disease, even though you have, for another strain, you're protected. Mm-hmm. And you may not, as you're saying, you may not get it. And if you do get it, it won't be as severe on your body.
Right.
You may not end up in the hospital. You can more easily get over it. But it's not saying that you will never get it just because you've been vaccinated. But the interesting point I was bringing out is that those who have had the vaccination are getting some, not all, and that's not to put fear in anybody, but some are getting, contracting the variant, the Delta strain.
Because they are not social distancing. They are not,
we don't know why they're doing it. We can't just assume that that's why. We don't know why they're doing it. Wait a minute, Mother. I just want to say they haven't reported that. Oh, I didn't wear the mask. That's how I got it. We didn't hear that.
Right.
You know. At least I haven't heard that. So we don't know how they got it. But the point is, some have gotten it.
I think what it is too that when they get the vaccination, they feel they shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't have to wear a mask, and they be telling them not to wear a mask, so they don't wear.
Yeah, that's what I said. They feel they can socialize, have picnics,
they
and
tell
parties
they can socialize.
And all that without the mask. But you can't.
Yeah. Me, I don't care. Last night I went to rehearsal, and down where I went on 48th Street and 8th Avenue. Now, there's a little club there next door to the studio that we went in. And they have like a line outside with people. And all these people are standing in this line waiting to get into this club. None of them had on masks. None of them were social distanced. They were all, like, you know, young people. The more you tell them that you have to stay social distance and stuff like that, they don't listen. They were all
maybe they're vaccinated.
Like, all up in each other's faces, talking, and you know when you're talking mm-hmm. loud and stuff, the saliva's going spreading
yeah.
all over the place. But me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear my mask no matter where I go. I got my hand sanitizer, so I'm gonna wash my hands. Like, okay.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, like, I don't know. If I go out in the hallway, I put my mask on. If I go
all
downstairs
right.
to the
mall, you know who you're gonna run into. You don't know
exactly.
who you're gonna run into.
Right. Even in the and I mean like I wear my like I say, I wear my mask everywhere I go. Even when I go to the doctor, I still have my mask
mm-hmm.
on. I have my sanitizer, wash my hands before I go into the building, wash my hands when because you know, they have it all over the every floor and stuff you go to, so I tell you,
mm-hmm.
I ain't taking no chances.
Yeah, don't stop.
Even when I'm going outside, I have my can of Lysol spray, and I spray myself down. So if I pick up anything on my clothes, the Lysol's going to try.
Right.
But they said that things that this coronavirus doesn't last on surfaces. That's what I heard. And they thought that, but they said it doesn't. That's what they said. I heard them talk
about it.
Yeah,
but I think that's like non-porous surfaces, like granite or you know porcelain or something like that.
Right.
Oh.
But as far as clothes, it's able to seep through the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To get to the body. So
okay.
And
you gotta look at your shoes too. You walk through things and it might be
right
you know,
on the bottom
your shoes,
of your shoes.
So,
yes.
Yeah,
I spray the bottom of my shoes too.
Can't take anything for granted. Just be careful because you don't want to slip,
right.
you know?
That's it.
And
yep,
I know
I
at one time they were talking about leaving your clothing at the door. Once you come into your house, your apartment, or whatever, you
uh-huh.
just strip your aisle of clothing.
Yeah, at the front door. Cause
in
I
a bag
to,
at the door.
I mm-hmm. used to make my granddaughter do that because when she, I was like, you stay right there. I have a plastic bag there. Mm-hmm. And then I tie it up. And then the next morning, you get up and go down to the laundry and wash them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know,
so
we had a little boy. The little boy
right.
was here with her. So, yeah.
So
and she was working in Amherst Hospital. So, of course,
right.
you know, she would be picking up a lot of germs and stuff.
And it was dying like flies at Amherst.
Absolutely.
I know that the vaccination is supposed to make all people feel better, you know,
mm-hmm.
more free, a little more freedom.
Yeah.
But you still have to take the precautions because, again, they have that Delta variant, and it's still not over. It may have been less, you know, but they say that it's rising again in New York City.
Yes.
All right? It's rising
because
again. And they also said at the beginning that even though it may subside, Dr. Fauci said it's going to get worse before it gets better. So it got better for a minute. I mean, like you said, people are lining up and talking in one another's faces, strangers and all of that, because more than likely they were vaccinated. You know, more than likely they were. But you still don't know who has it. It's nothing that has a sign on it that says, you know, contract coronavirus here. There's nothing that tells you where it is. It's in the air. It's airborne. So you just have to take precautions, whether you've been vaccinated or not. Still
absolutely.
Take the precautions that you took before they found vaccination. And even then, they're still finding things that might be wrong, side effects and such, with the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
They're still discovering things. You know, it's still not 100%. So just act as though you never had it, basically.
Thank you.
And keep yourself protected.
And that's exactly how I act.
So you never had the vaccination.
Yes.
And protect yourself.
That's right. Yep.
Right.
So even like I when I see a crowd of people, I don't go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if I do, I still have my mask on and everything. So I just speed it up a little bit. Because, sometimes if you're not careful, you can get a little paranoid, because you like, I wonder if that person have it. Let me don't walk too close to this way. Don't sit too close to me. And, everywhere you go, even if you travel on the buses or in taxis and stuff, you don't know who was sitting in there before you.
You don't.
And they ain't no telling that those taxi people, they gonna, get out of their car, every passenger they drop off and clean the back. No, they don't do that.
Right.
They make sure in the front where they are is sanitized.
Protected,
So you even got to be, because even with the accessoride, you don't know who was sitting in them seats before that driver came to pick you up.
Anywhere you go, you don't know who was there before you got there.
Yeah, so you still have to use precautions and, keep your hands washed. If you ain't got no water and soap, then, use your hand sanitizer.
Because
I'll take a small thing of, the Clorox wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I put some in a plastic bag. So before I get into the car, I wipe the seat down.
All right.
You don't want to pick up nothing and take it wherever you're going, and you sit down and somebody may sit net down after you or whatever, So you have to protect other people as well as yourself.
I see people
they walk in with gloves and things on. Come on, the gloves have more germs on them than you would just use your bare hands.
Well, hopefully
everything that they're touching is like the germs on the gloves. Yeah. So you're contaminating your pocketbook, your clothes, and God help you if you put it to your face.
Oh, Lord, don't touch your face.
Exactly. And I see them be doing that. I see people do that. They forget, they have on the gloves, and they thinking that, the gloves is going to protect their hands and things, but you're not looking at the outside of the gloves.
Right. Right. I know.
Yeah. Definitely. Because even like people in my building, people started riding up and down in the elevators and things with no masks on. And then, we concerned citizens, we either tell them, put on a mask or give them a mask. And then if they don't want to wear it, so we go to the management office and say, listen, you're going to have to put up a note or something on every floor telling people to wear the mask as long as you're in this building.
Right, right.
Because even the delivery people, the UPS, post office, all of them, they have to have on a mask. Otherwise, they cannot come into the building. Because we have a lot of seniors in the building, And so management put up a notice every floor in the laundry room and the doors outside before you come in the building by security desk. You got to wear a mask, honey.
Good.
Now, what you do when you get into the apartment is your own business. But as long as you're take it
in
the public area.
Outside is
mm-hmm.
problem.
Yeah.
Now, unless you're visiting and so you
right.
keep it on inside too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
To keep it protecting yourself.
Even like when I go to visit my sister, I wear my mask the whole time I'm in her house, even though, you know, both of us had the shots, but we mm-hmm. still wear the mask.
How's your sister doing?
She's doing much better. They are getting ready to prepare for, you know, every year then. The whole community have like a block party and stuff for the neighborhood. So
mm-hmm.
she's out there as usual, helping out, signing this one to make this kind of dish and that kind of dish and going to the market. Mm-hmm. I was like, girl, for somebody who recovered, who was in a coma for 2 days, you doing very well.
That's good. That's
yes. Yeah,
I asked about it.
Yes, but she's doing much better now. She, her daughter, my other sister Marie, had to teach Hattie's daughter how to give Hattie the injections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the diabetes, because
okay.
she wasn't taking her medicine. You can't do that. If you are a diabetic, you have to take your medicine.
Okay.
Whether it make you go to the bathroom 50 times a day, you still got to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she stopped herself. The doctors didn't stop her.
I go to the bathroom too much. I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than you dying.
Right.
I told her, I said, if you got to go outside, put a pamper on. at least it'll be in the pamper.
They have things for that.
Huh?
They have things for that. Depends.
Absolutely. That's what I told her. It's better than you laying up in the hospital in a coma. That has got the whole family worried and your daughter don't know which way to go.
That's what I was thinking. The whole family's scared too.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda, you know,
told
like,
her.
Huh?
Maybe they can give her some other, you know, another medication used for diabetic. You know, because they have different medications, I believe. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, they do.
Another brand.
Uh huh.
Instead of that one, if she tell the doctor, you know, what's happening with her, they can give her something else.
That's just the whole thing. She want to doctor herself. You know, she's one of those people that think they know more than the doctors. She tells the doctor what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, they put her back on the medication and they told her, listen, if you don't take this medicine and your blood sugar drop or go up again like that, ain't no telling, you know, you sometimes you come back out of it and sometimes you won't. As a diabetic, you have to stay on your medications.
Right. You got to watch it all day, too.
Yeah.
You can just eat anything and everything.
And then on top of that, you know, she eats all the wrong things.
If the doctor gives
you a diet sheet to tell you what you can eat and what not to eat. Why can you find it so hard to follow that instructions? You know?
Because she wants.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. She loves her fried chicken, her rice, her, she got a lot of Spanish people live in her building, and they always cooking all these different types of Spanish food, and they
mm-hmm.
always coming down to her house. Addie, I brought you
mm-hmm.
this. Addie, I brought you that. Thank you for helping
mm-hmm.
me the other day. I want to show my appreciation. And they bring her all this food.
That's nice, but she can't eat all of that kind of stuff. She got to put breaks on that.
Yeah, but, you know, she don't tell them that she's a diabetic and she can't have it. So she just accepts it, and she thanks them. And then, you know, when her mind say, Hattie, go eat. Hattie get up and go eat. She don't care what it is. She'll feed the dogs. She give whatever she eat. She give the dogs the same thing.
Hattie has to be smarter if she wants to live. She can't eat whatever Hattie wants to eat. She has to eat the right way.
I tell you, thank you so much for that, but we have talked so many times to that child. She's still, you know, you are a very stubborn person. That you remind me of the Israelites. She was like, who are they? I said they were Jewish, but they were hard-headed and stiff-necked, and that's exactly how you are.
Right.
Yeah, then she makes me laugh. She's like one of those people who have a PhD in everything, you know, every subject. That you be talking about, she gonna tell you what it is and it's that. And I was like, well, when did you get a PhD in this? You know, she's funny though, but she just don't know. She reminds me of my mom. My mom's she used to take care of everybody but herself. And that's how Hattie is. Hattie to go around, she'll take care of all the people, the older folks in her building and stuff, because you know she's been living there for years and everybody knows everybody in the projects, you know. And so she'll go around, especially if she see that, you know, the people, they don't have nobody. So she'll go shopping for them for food and stuff.
That's wonderful.
Especially, yeah, the ones who can't get outside. Or she'll cook food and she'll take a plate of food upstairs to the person and stuff.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's all good and well. You know, you're doing a wonderful thing. But then you got to think about yourself. The same way you making sure those people taking their medicines and stuff. What about you? You know,
right.
You have to learn to take. My mom's was the same way. My mother wouldn't. She would take her medicine, but never on time, and she would be taking care of everybody but herself. But you know, she was a good person and things. But you got to remember, being good. It's okay, but you got to be responsible. You got to learn to take care of yourself as well as others.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Do you have a topic?
Huh?
Do you have a topic or a thought you want to share?
Not really. I wasn't thinking about anything. Nothing that I can think of at this time.
Okay.
So
what do y'all think about the our new elect mayor? Do you think that he could do something about the gun violence in New York?
Let me say this. I heard that yesterday, too. He's not elected yet. He's won the primary.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they say Eric Adams won the primary. Did they say that?
Well, that's... Yeah, I think they did. Oh, the primary. No, I don't. Wait, which one we just voted? Did we just voted to elect him in? That's the primary, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so they were saying, I think they were saying something to him about as the new elect.
I'm just trying to clarify something for you. He's not the elected mayor yet. They didn't have the general election yet. So he's not the elected mayor. He's only
been... Oh, so he's just the winner in the primary.
Let me finish.
I didn't even hear that he's the winner. You heard that he won the primary?
Yeah, because they only are focusing on him and not the other two ladies.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. I said, did they declare him the winner of the primary?
I'm trying to think. I think so. Because he was going to Washington,
D.C. I'm just saying I haven't heard it yet. If they have, they still, as far as I know, they were still counting the votes. I haven't heard that he was declared the winner, although I know he was the front runner. But
yeah.
Even if he wins the primary for the Democrats,
uh-huh.
he has not won. He's not the mayor-elect because they have a general election in November.
Right.
That's all I'm trying
because
to say.
Because he has to go up against what's his name?
Sliwa.
Him.
Curtis Sliwa.
Right.
If he is an ex-policeman,
yeah.
I would think he might have some answers, not necessarily the solution,
right.
but he might have some answers to the question of the gun violence and all
uh-huh.
killings and violence and all of that kind of stuff, because he knows what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
I would think. So what do you think about that situation? I think it was, I don't know if it was the Bronx or what, where they showed this little guy taking out a gun and shooting another guy like feet away from him.
Oh, my goodness. That is...
The boy looks like he's about 16 or 17 years old.
See, you said that. I was telling my son, the boy looked like he was like 14, 15.
Well, somewhere around there, but...
Yeah, around that age. I mean, like,
but the point is, he has a gun. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Where are they getting these guns from? Like one of the people said, he has no education.
None.
He probably has no job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if he's homeless or not. But the deal is, he had a gun.
Exactly.
You know, and he shot somebody. I don't know if he killed him, but he shot somebody.
Yeah, he did. The person died. It was
no,
the
I
guy.
Know he did. That's what I'm saying. You're not hearing
uh-huh.
me. I said that he did shoot somebody. But the thing is, we need a solution to them even getting a gun to begin with.
Right.
How do we stop that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they were saying that some of these guns and things, like they purchased them online.
Yeah, some of them they purchase online. And some of them don't have a serial number.
Right.
Some of them don't have a serial number, so they cannot be traced. And some of them come in kits that you make yourself.
Uh-huh.
So they need to curtail that online purchasing of guns, as well as the sneaking the guns over the state lines to get into New York City.
Yep.
You know, because people go out of state as well as them coming into state to purchase guns. So that's the problem. That's a big problem.
Yes, very big problem. Very big problem. And and it's like, you know, so many innocent people are being killed by the hands of a lot of our young children. You know, it's not even the older folks in them that's doing all the shooting and stuff. It's the young people. And those are the ones that the devil is targeting. He's targeting the young people because he wants to make sure his army is young and strong. But
is that what he's doing?
That's my thought. Not the biblical thought. That's my thought.
Well, they did a lot to get a... to get these guns off the street. They used to pay people to bring in their guns and all that, all the churches, everybody, but somehow or other they still get guns just the same.
That's the problem.
They're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, because, they keep getting all these guns and everything.
Yeah,
and people
even
still
they
get guns.
Do it. They still come in. People
still
shoot.
They come in just the same.
Yeah. And have no regard for people who are standing near the person that they're trying to harm.
Exactly.
Children, old people, young people.
Mm-hmm.
They have no regard for other people.
Nope, they don't.
Thank you.
just like those two young kids where this young boy was, where the guy was shooting at him. He didn't even show no compassion for the children. And the guy that trying to bury himself underneath those children. And the gunman just kept right on firing. No regard for, no compassion for these children. These are two human lives. But thank God that, you know, they didn't get shot or killed or hurt. You know,
I know they're traumatized. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
they're probably scared to go out on the street again.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if these people that do these things, if they're on drugs, you know, because when you're on drugs, you don't have a care for other people. Most of the time.
Mostly, you know? I think it's evil. They're just driven by revenge, and they want to hurt the one that maybe stole something, drugs, money, the woman.
Yeah.
You know, stole something from them, and they're trying to retaliate, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I guess they just don't like them.
Exactly.
So it's a variety of reasons, but the point is it's too many guns on the street, and it's a lot of black-on-black killing.
Yes.
Well, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That has been for a long, long time. I don't know. Blacks, you have to train them to love themselves, love each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I always say they keep talking about the white man. I said, yeah, but you're doing a pretty good job, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They said, well, you know what? Ain't no sense in us doing anything because they're doing a good job on this. You don't see no other group of people doing that for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've been thinking about all the different groups of people. I'm not saying they don't have murders and stuff, but then again, maybe it looks like we have a lot because maybe they publicize it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That too.
More than anybody else.
Exactly.
You see, because in a sense, we don't have like serial killers and like that.
No.
You know.
But we have a lot of arrests. Mm-hmm. Of young black people, proportionately, because they were saying, I think I was watching CNN the other day. They said from 12 years and up, they had like an 80% of black children who have smoked marijuana, and 17% of 12 and up marijuana, and then they had 538,000. Black who have been arrested compared to, I think it was 58% of people, cases, I'm trying to say, of the Caucasians that have been arrested for the same thing. So that's like almost four times higher, the black people. Not the black, 1% less, one is 18, one is 17%. And then you got almost 400% difference in those who have been arrested for the same thing. And then they have, if they're trying to legalize it, they have some people that are saying, release them. If they're in jail for a crime that is now being seen as null and void, you know, they're trying to legalize marijuana, release them.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do.
Anyway, so let's...
Legal now. But then... Like, even though it's legal, I mean, like...
It's not legal. It's not totally legal yet. They still, you can't... It's medicinally in New York, but I don't think recreationally in New York. Has it been declared legal recreationally?
I don't think so yet in New York. I don't think so.
Personally,
I don't think it's legally yet in New York. I don't think so.
Right. And they're trying to make it federally legal so that any state you go to, it's not a crime.
Oh.
So once they do that, that'll
to be better, but right now it's not recreationally legal as far as I know in New York City. But you can go to New Jersey. I think it's legal in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's why they have so much killing in New Jersey.
Well, they had that, honey, before they had legalized marijuana. So, and then when you smoke marijuana, doesn't make you want to get violent. It makes you want to get mellow.
Yeah,
you
and eat.
It makes
it
you want to relax
yes.
and chill out and
yes.
meditate or just appreciate the things of beauty around you. Or but
yes.
they don't. It doesn't
yes.
make you want to get hyper.
No,
it yeah, but it might be another drug.
That's what
might
I'm saying. If you want to do something along with the marijuana, like alcohol,
right.
then that might cause a different change. The marijuana
exactly.
is not acting the way that it is. Because it's a weed. It's something
mm-hmm.
that was God-given. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you add other components, cocaine, heroin, and all of that, yeah, then that's different.
That's when
and even with
something.
Heroin, I think the heroin is going to make you want to go somewhere and nod.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's killing nobody.
Because I saw one guy, you know, I have never seen that since back in the 70s going into the early 80s. Like, this guy was high. And you know how they stand there and they, like, go all the way down to the ground.
Yeah.
And they come all the way. And you swear they're going to fall, but they don't
right.
fall. They'll pop right mm-hmm. up and look around and like, yeah, man, and then they go right on back down. I say,
right.
wow, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah,
and my thing is, and you enjoy that?
No.
No, I'm not
I
talking
just,
about you. I'm talking about the drug addict.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Talk about the drug addict. You enjoy that? Mm.
Listen,
yeah, well,
some of them enjoy
addicted.
Worse than that.
They're addicted. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they'll do anything to get it, whatever it is.
Right, but you know what it does to you before you get on it.
But some people don't care. They just want it. You know,
yeah.
I haven't really experienced it, you know what I mean? But I'm sure that if they're doing it, think about Whitney Houston, you know what I mean? She had an addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston. And look how thin she got.
I don't think she was on heroin. Whitney was
well, whatever
it
was.
Crack.
I don't know what
she
it was.
She was on crack.
Well.
But she said
she
crack is whack.
Yeah, but she was on it, too.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
So how could it be
so
on it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think that person doesn't care if they eat. They all they want is the drug. They don't care about it. They just want the drug.
That's terrible.
And money to get it.
Yeah.
And money to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Money
if they
to don't
get it,
have
they it, think it's
they, it from you some kind of way.
Their baby, the stranger, they'll
mm-hmm.
steal it, they'll prostitute for it, they will do
anything.
To get the money to get that drug. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they do. No, I think I'll just stay the way I am. Because... And, you know, like, I think a lot of people, they get, you know, hooked on those painkillers when they have some of them. And then after a while, the painkillers are not strong enough, so they want to try
the opioid.
Yeah.
The opioid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they try to tell you not to, they try to tell the doctors not to prescribe those things.
Right.
But sometimes that's the only way that the pain can cease.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to, as a patient, you have to know when to stop.
Yes.
You know, they do
that's
prescribe okay. a limited amount, and there's often no refills, especially
right.
like
right.
Oxycontin. But you got to know when to stop yourself.
Yes.
Because it can become addicting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Because every time when my doctor used to prescribe those heavy narcotics for my pain, and I would take one tablet, mm-hmm. and I didn't like the way it made me felt, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I refused to take it. I'd rather go through the pain than to be, you know, like sitting there like a zombie drooling at the mouth. No.
But you know something also with that situation, sometimes mm-hmm. the meds are too strong. You needed
yes.
a lesser dosage.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you don't tell them, oh, this is too strong for me, they
mm-hmm.
wouldn't know to reduce the dosage, the milligrams.
I told one doctor that the medicine was too strong. It makes me hallucinate and all of that. He telling me, oh, it's just a side effect. It as long as you keep taking it, it will subside.
Subside.
I was like,
oh,
okay,
please.
you mm-hmm. sit there and tell me that nonsense, and I didn't take it. I listen, to tell you the truth, I'd rather just go ahead on and take the Tylenols every 8 hours or every 4 hours
mm-hmm.
than to mess with that mess he gave me. No. Who wants to be going to sleep at night and you seeing all these demonic faces on your wall? No. That's enough to make anybody go crazy.
But Evangeline, you should be pain free.
That's all right. That's all right. I'd rather be in pain and see than just lay there and see them demons on my wall. No, thank
I
you.
I know. I know what you mean.
No, thank you.
I know what you mean. God, yes.
I was like, what? And I mean, they were like the most, you ever saw this show called Evil? I only
no,
see,
I don't
pre-
care to watch
I see
that.
The previews
I,
of it.
It
and
never
girl,
excited me to watch. I saw the preview of it too. I'm not
yes,
watching that.
I was like, no, you definitely is not for me. And when I saw
no.
that beast that was with them horns, that's what I saw on my wall. Mm-hmm. And all the pictures on my walls, they were all demonic. I was like, no,
no
thank you. Uh-uh. In
nope.
the name of Jesus, get out of my house. That's right.
No.
Get out. Just like the movie,
no.
Get out.
Yeah. I didn't see all of that either. I saw a little bit of it.
No, it's just the advertisement. I don't look at the movies.
No,
I
saw
I
part
like
of the
horror.
Movie. Listen to me.
Yeah,
the three
it's
quarters
good.
Of it I missed.
Uh-huh. No,
but
I was
ladies,
like,
it's no like 12:01. I want to call
oh,
about a little chat.
Yes,
it
was
chat.
Very
was good today.
Different topic.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yes, truly. I want to thank each and every one for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
So God bless you, ladies. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your day. And we will see Sister Barbara. I will see you tomorrow. Mother, I will
God
see you next week. Amen.
Right.
And can
God
I say something?
We're still here. Huh?
God willing. But let me say
Amen.
This. We're in the middle of summer. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yes.
We're halfway through the summer.
Amen. Time goes fast.
It really seems like it just started.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And I'm dreading the winter.
Because
after next month, that's it.
Well, probably the latter part of September.
Yeah.
You're going to see it changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it depends
but
on me because it's ooh, I don't like the cold weather, but hey, I'd
rather
be with that.
Fun.
Well, you know, it doesn't get really cold until around December or something like that, January.
Yeah. But sometimes October, I know one Halloween, we had sleet and snow.
Yeah.
So with this climate change, you know, this weather, can't guarantee that what it used to do is going to still do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
One winter, we barely had any cold, let alone snow. So it's we can't say.
No, we can't.
The meteorologists can't say. So we don't
they
know,
can't.
But God willing,
rely on
see what it will be.
I rely on my body. When my body, when my body starts aching and the joints getting stiff, I say, "Oh, we gonna have some cold weather today."
Okay. Wow.
So, ladies, again, enjoy. It has been a pleasure.
Yes.
Amen.
You too.
Love you guys.
Love you all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And we are going out on All Belongs to You. Praise be to God.
Okay.
Amen.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.